This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We hate them.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies, you are badass, and I salute you, and you are the hottest, and I don't mean physically looking, you are beautiful, out there, hottest reporters on the internet, kicking globalist butt. And I have seen how the neocons have tried to attack Millie a few years ago. She ignored it. And they tried to attack Caitlin. You ignored it. And now they are just beside themselves. But I got to say, behind the scenes, Logan Paul said nice things about both of you. So I'm not mad at you, Millie, about your viral video about how I'm the alpha male and, you know, how I dominated Logan Paul. I think Logan Paul's waking up and actually, you know, actually pretty good in ways. And the guy's like 6'4 in pure muscle, so he'd probably kick my ass. So as nice as you're being saying I'm the alpha male on that show, Logan Paul actually likes you guys. I think we can get you both back on there, even though he got a lot of attacks for doing it. So let's give some praise to Logan Paul. You know, the whole media attacks him because they're jealous of his platform. But I think overall Logan Paul did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great that he let you come on and let Caitlin come on. Look, there's being nice and saying nice things, and then there's just, like, truth and reality. And in my opinion, you kind of stole the show, Alex. And so, I mean, what am I going to say?
Well, I mean, I do kind of steal the show in obnoxious ways, just like you guys do. But I'm just saying, no, I mean, I get it. It's fun to have a headline. What was your headline? It's going viral right now. What's the name of the video?
Alex Jones dominates Logan Paul. Cause you did. And it was funny. And it was all fun and games. So, you know, people don't have a sense of humor these days. You know, I can't say something like that without someone taking offense.
Sure. No. I don't think Logan's taking offense. Even at me saying it looks like Jimmy Savile. But she doesn't. he was a really nice guy behind the scenes and was a sport about things. And I think he's kind of let me run, actually. But listen, I'm not knocking your headline. It's a cute headline. I didn't realize I don't get Rogan and his crew. I didn't realize the guy's been a fan for like 15 years. So I don't want to get him in trouble. I think Logan Paul, you can almost say, is like one of my children. I didn't realize that. So that's the problem. One of my bad children, though, you know.
So then how do we know? The real question is, how do we know if a lot of these people that are pretending to have this leftist ideology and catering to the left aren't secret InfoWars fans or secretly Trump fans, but they're just all too afraid to come out and say it?
I'm going to hold you guys over. I have this big thing I'm going to do, and I'll do it too before our next guest joins us. But I've been reached out to in the last year. I mean, I got reached out to by some of the biggest syndicators 20 years ago, 15 years ago to get me to join them, and I didn't. It's not like a sellout. They just say, here's our agenda. Do you sign on to this? It's not like a dirty thing. It's like, this is off-record meeting. Do you join us with this ideology and let us run the show? And I'm like, no. But I've had some of the biggest people, like you don't get bigger, do that. And I'm like, this is a scam. And then I actually see them start delivering on what they said they would do. So, most people actually deep down are still pro-human. Even if they signed on to this globalist satanic program, at the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road or you come to the edge of the cliff, they're still pro-human. What do you say about that, Caitlin?
I think, you know, Logan Paul, when I first went into there, it was,
I kind of just had my guard up because of the things people were saying to me about going on there. I didn't know if they were going to try to, like, rail me for the things I've tweeted or my opinions. When I left, I actually had a really bad feeling. Like, it wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be. I felt like it was more of attacking me. And then when I went back and I watched it, it was awesome. And Logan continued to text me. He was so kind. I think it was just,
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. They were gracious, they were nice, they were funny, and they gave me a chance to go on one of the biggest podcasts out there that routinely gets 5, 6, 7 million views. Joe Rogan was smart. He said, I want to sneak attack him. He goes, I know you're getting censored. We're not going to announce you're coming on. We're going to drop it like a bomb. 6 million views in one day. It's up at like 40 million views. It's about to beat the Elon Musk, even though it's shadow banned in the next week or so. It'll be the number one podcast in history for a long-form podcast. They're little short ones and stuff that have, you know, 100 million views. But, hey, for anything over an hour, for podcasts over an hour, the record's like 40 million. We have a 4-hour, 50-minute podcast that is set to have over 40 million views on all the platforms. And so that's with them shadow banning it. It had 6 million views in one day. Then they did the shadow ban, and that was 6 million on YouTube. So I guess it had about 15 million in one day. We tracked it. And again, I don't know why InfoWars continues to be number one. I mean, it's that people want freedom. It's not that I'm that important. It's that the message we're promoting is common sense. But Logan Paul, you know, his dog got killed by a coyote the day before I got there. I thought he was joking when he said it. I was like laughing. I really felt bad later. A little sweet Pomeranian, and I knew who Kong was. They're like, oh, you think this Rorschacher inkblot looks like a coyote? You must be a fan of Kong. And I'm like, what's Kong? Oh, a coyote killed our dog. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I thought they were joking. But then I'm at my hotel the next day, and there's like coyotes following me in the parking lot. I got video of this. I showed it actually 2 days ago. I guess it was a Sunday, or was that the Friday show? I forget. But yeah, I've got friends and family that have like 10-foot game fences now to stop the coyotes from killing their dogs, their cats. They're attacking kids now, and they've got to be exterminated, folks. That's why people say, you old farmers and right-wingers want to eradicate the wolves and the coyotes. Because, folks, if you don't eradicate wolves and coyotes in your area, when you kill a wolf or you kill a coyote, it triggers the pack to have the females go into estrus. And so they will supply as many puppies as they need to keep the pack alive. And so you kill one coyote, you get 5 more. You have to kill every damn one of them. And you're like, oh, big deal. I live in West Austin, and I left California last Thursday morning And I decided to hike just up the hill by the hotel. I showed the video, and there was a coyote following me. So I wait, and then it comes out and is following me again. Probably only about 90 pounds, 100 pounds. And it was giving me the, like Wile E. Coyote looks at Roadrunner like he saw me as a big juicy chicken or something with grease dripping off of it. And then, what was it, Saturday morning, I get up at like 6:30 a.m., and I go out in the backyard. I've only got like a small wrought iron fence, and there is my cat. And the coyotes have already eaten one of my cats. And there sure is the devil. He's a coyote right up against the fence looking through. And I'm going to talk about getting the willies, folks. I'm sitting there drinking coffee, 6:30, it's just getting light. I'm watching my fat tabby walk around, waddle around by the pool, and looking right through that fence, I see those eyes looking dead on at me. And I got, jumped. I was like, huh! And these coyotes are so arrogant, I can't help it. I got a crossbow now. I'm waiting. There's no house behind me. It's a cliff. I'll get the crossbow, and that son of a bitch was gone. But, man, I'm going to get them. I'm getting tired of it, man. There's nothing like being in your backyard, and all of a sudden you look up at the wrought iron, and there's damn wolf eyes looking at you. I'm ranting, both of you ladies, getting back into Logan Paul, and how he tried to give you a fair shake. I think you did a good job and impressed him, Caitlin. And then other points you'd like to make, Millie Weaver.
Well, I think that you going on Logan Paul is going to have a huge impact on young people. The comments on that video were just, wow, I didn't even know this is who Alex was. I was totally wrong about Alex. All the comments were actually steering people towards InfoWars. So regardless of whatever Logan Paul's intentions are of having you on, the outcome is good. Because Logan did recently do that Flat Earth documentary. I don't know if you saw it, but he essentially trolls the entire Flat Earth community. He goes and pretends that all of a sudden he's been turned into a Flat Earther, but he's trolling the whole time, and then at the end he's like, I never was a Flat Earther. I think these people are stupid. So whatever his intentions are with having InfoWars on, the bottom line is that the outcome is good because many people are seeing the truth and knowing that things that Caitlin says and that Alex says have factual basis.
Well, yeah. I mean, he clearly trolled the Flat Earthers. I don't think he's trolling us. That's why they attacked him so much and said he shouldn't be able to interview me. I mean, they had major publications say he should be taken off the air for having me on. So they go, well, Jones is banned on YouTube. No, my channels were banned for made-up strikes. People aren't banned from interviewing me. Think about that next level authoritarianism, Millie, just the listeners listening, or Caitlin, now they're going to tell you who you can interview?
Yeah, I mean, when I was talking to, I actually texted Logan and I said, thank you for having Alex on. I think that's awesome because when the cameras were off of us, when I went on there, they were so down to earth. They were so real. And we talked about, there are certain things that they just feel like they can't say because there's an audience out there that's watching them. And you have to make sure you kind of peddle that line. They were super down to earth, I think. They're more in line with us than we think and what they want to lead on, which I don't blame them at all because with big tech, you kind of have to stroll that line to have that platform
They did all the lip service to political correctness and made a joke about it. Like when I said retarded, I love mentally retarded children. Retarded just means backed up, that they haven't gotten the point. Instead of giving them vaccines to make people brain damaged, but then say don't use the word retarded. I've had family not born retarded, but family that was in car wrecks or had a cousin who died a few years ago. He lived until he was like 30-something. He was like 3 years old. And mom was taking a nap. There was construction workers there. They left the door open. He went up to the third floor and jumped off the top. All retarded means is delayed. But then people say, I'm offended by retarded. Now you can't use that. Well, then what's the next word I use? It's ridiculous. I'm not saying retarded to put people down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just the liberals trying to virtue signal and they want to police speech. But the reason I made this highlight clip with you on his show, Alex, is because the show was incredibly hilarious. I mean, 2 hours, I watched the entire 2 hours. It was so funny. I was rolling on the ground laughing and the whole.
Oh, Millie, I'm not criticizing you. I don't tell you what headlines.
The full video.
Sure. I don't tell you what headlines do or any of that. And in fact, I think it's a funny headline. I just know Logan Paul watches what we do and I just don't want him to think that I went in there to dominate him or I did dominate. I get your joke headline. I mean, I think we dominated the First Amendment, and I think they really helped us. But I'm not bitching at you for putting that headline out. I think it's a funny headline.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny, too. I hope that everyone goes and watches the full podcast of Logan Paul, because it is really amazing what happens in this podcast. They get their minds opened to Alex Jones and who he is. I mean, I think some of them came in with preconceived notions that many leftists have. And then Alex just runs through all the facts and he destroys all the mainstream media's talking points that people hear about him. And these guys, it seems like at the end, it seems like they're totally, you know, it's like their eyes have been
opened. Oh, yeah. They wanted to keep, I wanted to keep going, too. And then Joey Diaz, who I love to death, hadn't been on his show in years. We're like, oh, we might be a little late, which we weren't going to be late. We ended the podcast early to go to Joey Diaz's thing, and he canceled it. So I've told Logan Paul, I've told Joey Diaz, I've told everybody, anybody wants to come use our studios for their podcast when they're in Austin, they're welcome to. You ladies are awesome. I salute you. Joe Banister's coming up. I've got my special message to Trump. It'll take a few minutes as well. But let me just tell you something. I'm so glad that you guys get the fact that you were attacked, not by the left, but by the neocons, who are the left's gatekeepers, and that you saw what it was. And after they attacked both of you, you guys just tripled your efforts and are just awesome. And so you're everything we need to be, and your crews are awesome as well. So thank you so much, and we'll be following all your work at Millie_Weaver on Twitter, and, of course, all the great work that Caitlin Bennett does as well, Liberty Hangout, at Liberty Hangout, everywhere. Keep it up, ladies. You are the heart of America. You are the spirit of 1776.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The 900-year-old cathedral of Notre Dame emblematically collapsed just minutes ago in flames after 5 hours of raging heat. I see it as a signet and an image of the fall of Paris, the fall of France, the fall of Christendom. Simply amazing to see the flames and to see an ancient icon collapse. But you can rebuild stone and wood and steel. But what about a culture? What about a society? What about a way of life? Yes, my friends, we are defenseless against things like fire until we have organized systems against it. But the fire of tyranny, the fire of socialism, the fire of collectivism is racing through our body politic like a disease. Joining us is a fellow I've known for, I don't know, like 18 years, Joe Bannister, former highly decorated Treasury agent. And, you know, you can get him on April 15th when we pay the private Federal Reserve money, and we can debate the income tax all day. But I like to bypass all that and say Google, General Electric, all of them pay almost no corporate tax, and their leaders are all based offshore and pay almost no tax. So they have big accounting firms like Arthur Andersen and Enron had, where they almost pay no tax. So the joke is, rich people pay almost no tax. So why do we see the ultra-rich always promoting more taxes on the middle class? I want to get Joe Bannister's take on that, because you can debate all day with the average person, oh, you know, the income tax is a fraud, which we know violates due process, was set up in 1913. And Trump points out the Federal Reserve raising interest rates 8 times, trying to kill the recovery. You say, well, you know, the economy's overheating. Well, now it's going into recession. They didn't do it to Obama. So I want to talk to you today, not about your case or your history, how you were found not guilty when they tried to put you in prison twice for telling the truth, but just the fact that there's other ways to attack this and other ways to fund the country. And from your research, what the constitutional ways are to do it. Before we had an income tax, this country had an average 10% growth rate from 1798 until 1913, and after that, only a few years of a 10% growth rate. So we were doing something before that paid for everything without taxes. I mean, taxes were, what, maybe 10% on average? I've looked at the different numbers until the 1900 or so, and then they went straight up, and something happened. So Joe Bannister, you're an expert on taxes. You're an accountant. You're a former guy that carried a gun for the IRS, Treasury agent. It's kind of a big gestalt I put out there, but my point is, good to have you here with us. There's more than one way to skin a cat, right?
Right, Alex. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I think the biggest problem we have is that evil is always, you know, 10 steps ahead of us. You know, certainly back in 1913, well, years prior to that, right, they already knew that, hey, if we can get a 16th Amendment passed, and we can usher in this huge income tax system, and then comes the Social Security number. I mean, they're playing a long game. They, you know, the powers.
This is the model of the world government, the cashless society, the digital social score. This is the model of the beast.
That's right. And, you know, the public, we always play a reactive game rather than a proactive game. And I shouldn't say, I mean, InfoWars is on the proactive side. They always have been, and that's why I've loved coming on the show all these years. But we as citizens, we as people need to start looking at the long game as well. And, of course, InfoWars is the place to go to find out what the long game is. Yesterday's news today, as you often say. So people need to see that what's being put in place now was planned 20, 30, 40, 100 years ago. And we have to react more quickly. We have to know the plan ahead of time. And, you know, good place to go is InfoWars.com.
No, you're right. Mainstream news is yesterday's news today's. We're tomorrow's news today. But as an American patriot, and just as a patriot, as a Catholic American, a good Catholic American, what do you make of the archetypal image of Notre Dame, that beautiful place? I never visited Paris, but I wanted to visit that. I've actually seen a pen and ink of Notre Dame that's hanging in my dad's office across the street. Just the image of this archetypally with Paris and Europe falling to Islam pretty much, and then to see this beautiful church around 900 years up in flames.
That's devastating. I've never been to France, but I went to Italy 2 years ago and visited a lot of their churches. And, you know, I just said I'm Catholic, so I just have to go to Mass anyway and see. And so it was just gorgeous to see the small little towns, the beautiful churches, and, of course, in Rome, the churches that are there. And so it really is devastating to see find out whether it was purposely started or some kind of an accident. Of course, we have to dig deep, because if you ask questions, of course, that's wrong. We can't be asking.
Yeah, well, out of the gates, I don't know how they know only 5 hours in, they say a construction fire started. Okay, oh, that's true. What are they blaming on the yellow vest or something? I mean, you never know.
Well, I'm sure there'll be some parents that are going to be mad at you for asking questions.
Well, that's what's amazing about all this. So, what should we tackle about the income tax? Because the argument that, oh, we're just greedy and don't want to pay taxes, as you know, as an accountant, they had Money Magazine do 30 different returns. They got 30 different responses. They had Forbes do 50 different responses. I mean, I go to different CPAs, and I get all these different answers. And so, I mean, it's not like a clean tax, whatever it is. This thing is crazy. And then I, under penalty of perjury, I sign on to this. And then if there's one mistake with a company with 100 employees and thousands of transactions, tens of thousands of transactions, then I'm going to jail and I've waived my Fifth Amendment, my Fourth Amendment?
Well, is it any wonder that President Trump doesn't want to show his tax returns? It's not because he's guilty of anything. It's because you give him a target and somebody's going to shoot at it and they're going to tell lies.
Let's do that when we come back. I was thinking about you coming on today, and I meant to ask that up front. And I think, and we'll play the White House press secretary making this point, Huckabee Sanders. She goes, "You're not smart enough to the bureaucrats to read these. He's got so many properties, so many companies, so many write-offs that they're going to try to find some dirt, and they're going to try to say something's criminal." I've experienced that in these depositions. Anything they get, they claim is criminal.
I've got a good anecdotal story about myself being under audit to illustrate. Well, I guess we still have a little time.
But we're going to break in a minute. Talk about you first, your new book, your website, and how folks can hear one of the most honest government agents ever tell the truth. How do people find all things Joe Bannister? Because we all think on TV everybody can see stuff, but TV's still a small part of our audience. We're mainly talk radio. Joe, tell folks how they can find that.
Thank you, Alex. Agentfortruth.com is the flagship website. Tons of free information there, walks people through. It's a great place to start your study, and we all need to do a little homework on the income tax issue. The book is called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a Preliminary Report. It's called A Report to the American People.
It was the preliminary report 15 years ago. Now it's the report. Now it's definitive.
Right. So I'm thrilled that it's being offered at the InfoWars store. So when people get the book, they can support InfoWars and Bannister.
That's right. There's no reviews yet, even though we've almost sold out of it, Investigating the Federal Income Tax. It's about as federal ammunition or Federal Express. Oh, that's a great point. I meant to ask that. Trump, why would you not want to give them your tax returns? Because they're a blueprint to harass and sabotage all your companies. They've been doing it to us, believe me. Why would you give them that?
Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out what the globalists don't want you to have, the good halogen, what you have, the bad halogens, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've got it. Waging
war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yesterday, she said the Democrats are too stupid to understand Trump's tax returns. And that means anybody's too stupid unless you're the people that have filed them, because he's got thousands of properties and all these different write-offs and different things that are going on, and they're going to use it as a blueprint to go after all of his supporters, all of his partners,
and harass them. Believe me, I've experienced it. And that's their goal, pure mafia tactics. And Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, highly decorated, big whistleblower, tried to put him in jail twice for speaking out. He was exonerated by two jury trials. We'll talk to him in a moment, but here is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
This has nothing to do with whether or not they're going to determine policy. This is all about political partisanship. This is a dangerous, dangerous road. And frankly, Chris, I don't think Congress, particularly not this group of congressmen and women, are smart enough to look through the thousands of pages that I would assume that President Trump's taxes will be. My guess is most of them don't do their own taxes, and I certainly don't trust them to look through the decades of success that the president has and determine anything. He's filled out hundreds of pages in a financial disclosure form, and I think it is a disgusting overreach that they are making when they're not doing this based on policy, and it puts every American who's filled out tax reform or tax forms in the past.
This is a yes or no question. Have you filed your Have you filed your taxes yet?
I'm almost finished. I'm in the process. I've got a couple more days.
I'm asking for an extension. Okay, sir.
Now, in the 20-plus lawsuits against me, more than 15 have been thrown out. They have lawyers, law firms, asking for my tax returns. The entire thing. Now, that's who our vendors are. It's who our suppliers are. It's who everything. And the courts, we're going to give it to them. Despite unprecedented court precedents, we were going to file appeals, but guess what happened? They leaked the depositions everywhere. The judges went, oh, my God. And now they're not getting them. But that's where this country is. I don't have anything to hide. It's like saying, why do you wear clothes? What do you have to hide? Well, I mean, you wear clothes. Why do you have a door on your house? So, because I'm not doing anything criminal, but there are bad people. Why do I have screens on my windows? There's mosquitoes. It's like Facebook people, when it first got big, would say, oh, I'm going to Mexico for Christmas. Look at the new computer I got and the jewelry. And it would be geolocated. No one told them it was a geolocation. The hackers knew they'd rob your house. You don't tell people your gate code or your house code or your car code or your bank account because there's bad people, not because you're a criminal. Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent, great patriot. You want to try to explain this to folks? You're making the point. Trump would be insane to release his tax returns.
Well, a minor illustration that happened in my own life, law enforcement government officials have to go through a heightened security background check. And as part of the background check, I had to be audited for 3 years. And so the auditor comes in and says that I owe about $5,000 more for this 3-year period. Now, this is back in the 90s, long time ago. But that I owed about $5,000 more, that basically I had cheated on my income taxes. You know, this is back when I was filing and paying and didn't know all the stuff that I know now.
They claim you stole $15,000 today's numbers.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. And so I said, well, no, I don't. I'm sure that I don't owe a penny. And so having come from the CPA, public accounting, I fought every step of the way. And I ended up with a $1,000 refund. And the auditor was against me because, the CID agents get paid more. They carry a gun and badge. At least the agency thinks they walk on water. And so she had it out for me. And so she just manufactured a bunch of BS and said, you owe $5,000. And I said, no, I don't. I'm going to fight you. And I ended up with $1,000 more, refund. I was too conservative on my tax return. But the point
is, I've since had big firms come in. They said, dude, you're way overpaying even according to their system.
Well, you're probably better off. I mean, it's not better off economically, but in terms of, how you're being attacked, they can always use those tax returns against anyone.
Exactly. It's like it's a fraud. It's a lie. But if the mafia's going to break your legs, pay it. And so we've overdone it is what I'm saying. Exactly.
And the thing is, Alex, one of the aspects about Donald Trump that caught my attention, because, I eat, drink, and sleep the income tax, is that he refused to show his tax returns throughout the entire campaign. And he basically told them, tough, I'm not showing you my tax returns. And he just moved on down the road.
Well, that's like showing, why don't you show us your wife with her clothes off? I mean, why do we have to give up our private stuff?
No, and I thought that was really, I really admired him for having the courage when everybody else bows to the IRS and shows every little, you know, piece of underwear they deducted. And, you know, he said, I'm not showing it to you. And the other thing is he's under, his returns apparently are under audit. And it could be the same scenario times a billion that I was in, where the auditor says you owe a bunch of money. After all the smoke clears, they owe you. So you better wait.
I never talked about this on air, but a few years ago that happened. And it's funny, you brought, I was what people said, don't antagonize the IRS, but I'm not afraid of anybody. I've done nothing wrong. That's what we found was we actually got a couple hundred thousand dollars back after they did the whole thing. I mean, why would the government think that I'm going to not pay their fake taxes when I'm a target? Or they think I'm insane?
Well, then they, you know, they're just going to spend forever looking and looking and looking and never finding anything. But when you're the president of the United States and your tax returns were under audit when you began office, you know, that alone has got to be unprecedented. So I don't blame the president one bit.
Remember, Nixon got in trouble for talking about using the IRS on people. But Lois Lerner and all them got caught and nothing happened. If Trump's failed anywhere, it's not standing up against the censorship enough and not fighting the IRS and the persecution it's done to conservatives and nationalists and people. It's been incredible.
Right. Of course, having worked in the IRS for 5 years, I can tell you, If I had the ability and the authority to make changes, I mean, it would take 50 years. So even as president, you can try to make things happen. And I'm not excusing, you know, I mean, the fact
no,
is...
No, you're not, but explain to people about bureaucracy, because he has a mutiny going against him.
Well, people should look up on the internet what the halls of the IRS building and the headquarters in Washington, D.C. look like. They're cavernous. They go on like the Matrix movie. I mean... You know, and each one of those offices by the thousands are staffed with bureaucrats who have unions and regulations and, you know, but become a whistleblower and you'll find out how quickly they can get things done.
Wow, but they failed with you. What do you Again, I don't want to knock Trump, but at the same time, he has let the IRS continue its persecution. I'm not even debating the tax, the messing with conservatives, Christians, nationalists. And on MSNBC they go, well, of course we're harassing you. You're Nazis. You deserve it. So they admit they're harassing everybody. And then Trump just sits there and takes it. I guess, like you said, what does he do when the bureaucracy is just full of a bunch of criminals?
I mean, my quick idea is, you know, you talk frequently about full spectrum dominance. He ought to do full spectrum dominance on Twitter. And just start attacking the agencies one by one. There's plenty of dead bodies over at the IRS headquarters, DOJ, and just start tweeting about it and show people how much waste and fraud and abuse. Show them what the swamp actually smells like. And I think that'd be, and then it could keep them all dancing and on their toes.
No, I agree. Let me ask you this question.
You know,
we're going to
go on offense.
Our government is leftist and helps China pay no taxes, do nothing, screw us over. Why does our own government have this America was never great, never be great, and this hard on to screw American entrepreneurs while the globalists go scot-free? How do they hire people that just have this hard on? Like you said, you're a Treasury agent getting awards, so they come after you. We're going to come back and talk about that because I call it the chicken you-know-what dimension, the chicken SH-T dimension, or just this thing where these weird little wimps, and I'm not on some power trip like I'm Mr. Tough Guy, but, I mean, it's like these weird little wimps, like whoever's good or successful, they want to mess with, and then they never seem to get in trouble. How about they start getting in trouble for once? I mean, my God, I'm sick of these people.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny
Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, Alex Jones here live. Notre Dame has completely collapsed into a pile of rubble. Gerald Cervantes taking over the next hour. We'll do a few minutes of the next hour with our guest, who's been fighting the globals for so long, Joe Bannister at AsiaForTruth.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Don't forget, Owen Schroyer is coming up at 3 o'clock Central with the War Room, day of the night, 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the only way we get around the censors is you. You're awesome, and I love you, and it's amazing. But you understand, like, we carry the light in the dark of the night, and we're resisting the globalists, and this is how we get the message through. I put my big message out to Trump earlier, but Caitlin Bennett and Millie Weaver were so in fuego that I didn't do my second message, but it really clicked. We all got mad at Obama for transferring the internet to the UN, and it happened, and now they're censoring it. Now it's happening, and Trump's doing nothing. So that means by not being involved, he's supporting it. I'm going to start the show tomorrow with that I've got to get a tooth pulled. And first tooth of my life pulled, 45. And I may come back after that and actually shoot a report on it. I love John Ronson and all the fake garbage he puts out at NPR. What a liar he is, man. I'll never talk to that guy again. I knew he was a liar a long time ago, but he put out some piece with all these lies about me growing up in Dallas, Texas, and it said that all my front teeth were knocked out. And that's why I moved to Austin. I've never had one tooth. I even offered to get an x-ray when they said it. Those aren't caps. Those are my teeth. And I called him on and I said, I had all my teeth and that I've never been knocked out. He goes, we believe you, Alex. No wonder he wrote the psychopath test, because that guy, I want to warn everybody, you better stay damn well clear to him, man. That guy is one of the biggest liars I've ever seen. Just like Megyn Kelly and all the rest of them. But he's a predator. He knows he can lure you in. Oh no, I, everything's okay, Alex. Seriously, though, we haven't run this. I looked it up in 14 months. So we're calling it the annual 50% off all apparel sale. All the ball caps, all the sweatshirts, but summer's about to be here, so you don't need those. All the T-shirts, all these new designs, they're limited edition. Don't California, my USA baseball-style shirt with Infowars.com, the American flag on the right-hand shoulder. Don't California, my Texas. So many great shirts, all the everything 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and $50 off on the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion filter. When they first came out with these 4 years ago, 3 years ago, they've upgraded them since. The leading competitor was $800 because I had them in my house. 4-stage ion. They just had a 5x markup. They were selling it for like $300. It was a good deal. Then they got better prices. They lowered it to $250. On discount, $200. Normally it's retail, $220. Okay. But now we've gone even lower, $50 off. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Alexa Pure Breeze. With all this mold and fungus out there, you need it. We have a 2-week high-quality food supply by My Patriot Supply in a plastic high-quality tote container. You pay the same amount for that it costs at Walmart for the plastic container. I mean, it's the nice plastic tote containers you keep anything in, ammo, guns, whatever. It's $67 for a 2-week food supply. Already has 130-something reviews, 97% reviews. That is at cost. It is 92 servings, 1,500 calories a day. Our best deal ever on a 2-week food supply at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free and ask for the InfoWars Life Select 2-week 888-253-3139. And Joe Bannister's new book is also sold there at the site. Without you buying the products, we are not here. And by the way, reaching people, it's been rough the last 10 months since the banning, but this zeitgeist got hit, so we're reaching actually more people than ever, just not on our own platform. And it's the core audience of radio listeners and Christians and patriots that buy the books, buy the videos, buy the water filters, that get stuff they need. Like, well, I'll just buy it from Alex, I need it anyways. Well, we need you to keep doing it or we won't be here. So get Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a report to the American people, Joseph R. Bannister, former IRS special agent at InfoWarsStore.com, and give it a review as well. It is life-saving info. So, Joe, I forgot what we were talking about before the break, but it was important. What do you want to impart to people in closing here that they need to know about the state of the world?
Well, I'd like to give a little tidbit out of the book. It involves Rod Rosenstein. So, believe it or not, this is how you make your bones in the deep state. So anyway, I was investigated and prosecuted between 2001 and 2005. And guess who was the chief prosecutor for the entire Western United States for all income tax prosecutions?
Oh.
Rod Rosenstein. So that means that, and even one of Rod Rosenstein's underlings wrote an email to him, or to guy under Rod Rosenstein, saying that Bannister's sincere, Bannister's honorable, and Bannister wants to ask some questions about the income tax, and I think we should meet with him. And so despite an inroad from one of his underlings, Rosenstein would have still signed off on my indictment and prosecution, and he probably wasn't too happy about my acquittal in 2005, It could be just a coincidence that he left in 2005 to do much, much bigger things, as the public knows.
Let me ask you this, and we'll do five more minutes to can really get into it. We know Mueller did a bunch of cover-ups. We know there's no Russia connection. Hell, they were saying I was a Russian agent with no evidence. I know that's not true. Hillary's up to her eyeballs in it. But I just think they did all this illegal spying, all these crimes. Trump had them because of the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee, so they had to back off. I mean, I think that's what came down to it. But they're not going to make a deal with Trump to back off. I think he has to prosecute him. Now is the time, and justice demands it. But then how will they strike back? Now, do you agree with all I just said, and what's your take on it?
Well, I think we all know, Alex, anybody that pays attention, that they scratch each other's backs. That's the reason they don't like Trump, because he's not in the, you know, quid pro quo.
Oh, no, he does
scratch
what
your back.
Trump is the president. That's his. That the crime is that he's the he actually does what he wants. There's no scratching his back. In fact, you try to scratch his back, he doesn't like that.
And you know better than me about how they what they do behind closed doors in the Congress and how they're, well, I'll not look at this area if you don't do this, and all these backyard deals, backroom deals, and it ends up that the corruption just gets worse and festers. And so, like, another thing that I like about Trump is he's not somebody that's been playing that game on the American people for decades, and that's why they don't want him in there, because they want to get back to where everything's behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, some idiot thinks that Trump's an insider. Let me tell you, they are afraid of Trump. I'm not bragging. Believe me, it's not. They're afraid of me. They know we're for real. Doesn't mean I'm perfect or Trump's perfect, but we really believe in America and due process and freedom. And they are so scared because it's been their thing so long. And now, Joe, that the establishment is being thrown out, their power isn't there. They thought Trump would be gone by now. Hillary thought, you know, Obama thought they would win by now. I think they're really panicking. They're minions who believe that their gods of big government would deliver them. What do you think they're thinking now that the walls are really closing in?
Well, they're trying to do everything they can, as you well know, to take down the avenues of information. Because people like you and me and all of your listeners, we devour information. We want to know the truth, and we'll do whatever we need to do to get to it. So they're trying to destroy those avenues of getting the information. And I'll tell you, if I have to go back to mailing letters and putting stamps on envelopes, I'm going to do it to keep informing people. And I know that that's how you feel and all your listeners feel.
Joe,
that's what it takes.
I almost started the show with that today, that there's so much digital media, no one pays attention to it, and we should just get back to old-fashioned handwritten letters, not some type-formed filled deal, but handwritten letters. People so pay attention to that. And, you know, Trump does that. He does handwritten letters, or he does personal calls. I don't want to kiss Trump's ass. It's just true. You're right. It's that personal touch that's key right now.
That's right. And a lot of your listeners, at least the ones that are maybe 30 and above, we still know what it's like to write a letter or, like I say, we should do the things that are most efficient, but, you know, be ready. If we have to go to guns, as far as the First Amendment goes, you do whatever it takes, handing out literature on street corners, if that's what it takes to get the
truth
out.
Let me raise that paradox next to you. This is not some ass-kissing exercise for police or military. But as you know, when I first met you 18 years ago or 20 years ago, was it 20? How long ago was it, Joe? You got a better brain on dates than I.
It was 20 years ago, because it was about April of 1999 when you came out to the Bay Area when you were doing your police state.
And I already interviewed you before that.
On the radio.
So when we come back, I'm going to ask you a really big question. I've known you 20 years. We're going to ask this question on Joe Banner's going back in 2 minutes. And then Gerald Celente takes over. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. AgentForTruth.com, that's Joe Banner's site. Get the book there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.